It's Tuesday, February 11th, AD 2020. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Christians will go to jail for 3 years now in Switzerland if convicted of the amorphous crime of homophobia or homophobic actions and words contained in text, speech, joking, or social media. Also, Christian business persons who refuse to support homosexual activities could also receive 3 years of prison time. 62% of Swiss voters voted to approve the new law by referendum over the weekend. The Lord Jesus warned that the time is coming that whoever kills you will think that he offers God service. And he said, "These things they will do to you because they have not known the Father nor me." John 16, verses 2 and 3. Wells Fargo Bank has become the second major bank to pull funds from the Florida Christian School Voucher Program, reports the Christian Post. This follows a report from the Orlando Sentinel identifying 156 Christian schools in the program that still hold to a biblical view on sexual sin. In an interview with Family Research Council's Tony Perkins, Republican Senator Marco Rubio of Florida said this:
"Those schools are not going to abandon the Bible over a government program. What you often see now in corporate America is they believe they can buy themselves into the good graces of broader society by just adhering to some pressure and bullying from radicals on the left."
You can hear Tony Perkins interview Senator Rubio about the Wells Fargo decision in a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. The entire Michigan Diocese of the Episcopal quote-unquote church will be led by a lesbian as of last Saturday. She is the fourth openly homosexual bishop for U.S. Episcopalians. Formed in 1836, the Diocese of Michigan has 78 local groups represented and 16,000-plus members. 1 Samuel chapter 4 presents a picture of the post-Christian church. "Then she named the child Ichabod, saying, 'The glory has departed from Israel, because the ark of God had been captured, and because of her father-in-law and her husband.'" New Jersey is the latest state to join Illinois and California with a mandatory curriculum for K-12 schools celebrating sexual perversion. Alex Newman of the Freedom Project Media reports that in, quote, a dozen districts across the state, government schools began testing a pilot curriculum this month, end quote. The goal is to infuse unnatural forms of sexual perversion into every subject. President Donald Trump has submitted his 2021 fiscal year budget, representing another $1 trillion deficit, amounting to about 5% of the gross domestic product, reports CNBC. Bill Clinton's average deficit was 1%. President George W. Bush's average deficit was 3% of the GDP. And President Barack Obama's average deficit was 4.4% of the GDP. With the $4.8 trillion budget proposal, Trump proposes a 5% decrease in non-defense spending and increases for military, NASA, and veterans programs. The 92nd Academy Awards ceremony came and went. The top picture went to a South Korean nihilistic film called Parasite. The film has only taken in $36 million at the box office, making it one of the most unpopular Academy Awards best pictures of all time. The average box office intake for Academy Best Pictures in the last 10 years was $68 million, down from an average $191 million in the 1990s. Movie Guide explained that the award show was plagued with multiple worldview problems, including radical environmentalism, communism, and politics that deterred viewers from tuning into the broadcast on ABC. Africa is experiencing its worst locust plague in 70 years, reports the Wall Street Journal. While Kenya's infestation is a disaster, the problem could get 500 times worse as sub-Sahara Africa enters its rainy season in March. Some of the locust swarms have measured 37 miles long by 23 miles wide in coverage. Over the weekend, the Ugandan government began spraying pesticides from the air in the Karamoja area in the northwest region of the country. And finally, Helen Tyler, a 99-year-old church member from Spring Hill, Tennessee, has read through the Bible, get this, 60 times. While she has listened to the Bible on CD for the last 10 years due to her failing eyesight, Miss Helen, as she is known, just started her 61st time through. She says she learns something new every time she gets through the scriptures. Her pastor, Jay Strother, of the church at Station Hill, told the Baptist and Reflector, quote, "You could read the entire Bible through out loud in about 72 hours," end quote. So in about the same time that the typical American watches television in 2 weeks, you could actually read the Bible through in its entirety. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, February 11th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.